Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Do Ol Roy and Marcus P deserve ACC Coach and Player of the Year? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. There are lots of criteria one can use to cast their votes for ACC Coach of the Year and Player of the Year. Right now, Tony Bennett, whose Virginia Cavaliers are the surprise of the season, and Duke's super fresh Jabari Parker are those leaders in the clubhouse. Parker could even win the double-double of Player and Rookie of the Year. But Roy Williams and Marcus Page are making it very hard on the voters as we enter the last week of the regular season. Williams will get a lot of votes because he turned a floundering team into one with direction and purpose, while Page's second-half scoring assaults have turned him into the best point guard in the ACC. Who will win, I don't know, but I'll cast my votes for Ol Roy and the tough little sucker Page. Williams has had the ultimate up-and-down season, losing P.J. Hairston before it began, and still going on to upset the top four teams in the nation during an inexplicable stretch in which the Tar Heels also had some bad losses. But the way his Tar Heels have formed a new identity after Hairston left for good represents perhaps the best coaching job of his 26-year career. Page was a nice freshman point guard last season, when Hairston and Reggie Bullock led the team in scoring. After P.J. and R.B. departed, we weren't quite sure where the scoring would come from, so the Tar Heels hunkered down on defense and became dominating on the glass. They still had to score to win games, and Page has come on to be the most prolific second-half marksman in the league. We're not quite sure why he seems to lay back on offense in the first half, but when his team needs a shot in the arm, the lefty does it all, from the outside, stopping and popping from the lane, and taking it all the way to the hole. Parker is a monster mega-talent, but he doesn't have the complete skill set of Page, without whom Carolina might be a 500 team to this point. So does Coach of the Year exceed expectations like Bennett, or resuscitate his team like Williams? And is Player of the Year the most talented, the most valuable, or simply the guy who makes everyone else around him better? In my book, that's Ol Roy and his tough little sucker. This is Archansky. See ya.